This podcast is sponsored by Bluecoat. Bluecoat Systems is a leading provider of the most comprehensive application delivery network solutions. Over 15,000 of the most demanding organizations, including 81% of the Fortune Global 500, trust Bluecoat to accelerate and control mission-critical applications. Now, onto the Search Enterprise WAN podcast.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Proactive WAN Planning, Meeting Demands Today, Future-Proofing for Tomorrow. I'm Tim Scannell, the editor of SearchEnterpriseWAN.com. Thank you for joining us for this podcast that will address how to effectively manage and balance WAN performance with security safeguards on local and wide area networks. Joining me today is Boyan Simic. Boyan is a respected expert in the areas of application performance management, WAN optimization, network management, application delivery, and also network management. Over the last 3 years, he has talked to more than 2,000 IT and business professionals, and as a result of those discussions, has published more than 50 research reports that were downloaded by more than 15,000 IT and business decision makers worldwide. Boyan, thank you for being here. Okay, let me set a few ground rules here to let our listeners know how this thing works. I'll ask the questions, and Boyan will talk about the top issues facing WAN performance management and security, and then discuss practical solutions and alternatives. So let's get right into it. So tell me, Boyan, what are some of the key challenges facing companies today in terms of their WAN performance and network operations in general?
Well, a couple of key challenges that come to mind. One is, on a kind of high level, is that more data is being transferred over to WAN to serve to support business services for a couple of reasons. One is that organizations are looking to be closer to their customers and also acquire talent worldwide, so there are more employees that are working remotely or they're working away from the corporate headquarters. The other challenge is that for goals of reducing cost of managing IT infrastructure and just IT cost in general, that a lot of organizations are actually centralizing their data storage and their data centers, which means that data repositories are moving away from the end user, and more of this data is actually being transferred over to WAN. That caused a couple of challenges. One is that it's becoming more difficult to actually deliver this information and secure it because all of a sudden, data storage and end users are not at the same location.
And I think that's very interesting, especially when you throw end users and remote users into the mix, and we're talking about distributed data storage. I mean, how difficult is it to find a way to effectively manage WAN performance, which is kind of a tricky instance anyway, and then throw security in that for end user organizations?
Well, it's not easy at all, and for a couple of reasons. One is that organizations, and really this is across the board, this is across many different industry sectors, do care about security of this data for a couple of reasons. One is things like malware and spyware, and also things like really data leakage in some of the industries. That's really important. At the same time, they're trying to ensure that end user experience and the way that the applications are being delivered to end users, it's being done in a seamless way. And the way that these technologies are built in a lot of the cases is that will cause a challenge if you're trying to deliver the data in the most secure way and still at the same time make sure that end users are not experiencing any problems by doing that.
Yeah, the end user experience is very important, as a lot of organizations are finding, and you have to find that balance between security and making it not a challenge for them to use these systems remotely. What are some of the top technology challenges facing companies in respect to that?
Well, in respect of that, you know, there are technology solutions on the security side that do a very good job of ensuring that this data is being transferred in a most secure way. Things like SSL encryption, smart firewalls, VPNs been around for a long time. The challenge on the performance side with these technologies is how you make sure that you actually can deploy solutions like WAN optimization and application delivery and not interfere with security policies that you have. And it really comes down to having a full visibility into what's going on in the network and what's causing the problem anyway, from both security and performance perspective. And this goes beyond traditional security techniques that been around for years that can tell you what IP address or what port is causing the problem or is a security threat. Now, actually, organizations are looking for more, and they really want to know what user, what application is something that they need to pay attention to.
And you mentioned security policies and having a good structure on those, and obviously that's very important. How has the increased demand and reliance on WAN and WAN performance as well as security put an impact on that? What kind of changes are we looking at in terms of the policies that companies are structuring?
It's really about being more proactive. That back 5-10 years ago, it was good enough to know, okay, there is a problem. We just found out about it. We have all kinds of security tools in place to make sure that something that we don't want on our network actually doesn't get in. And companies are doing a really good job on that. Now they actually are looking to prevent these performance issues before they disrupt business services, before end users start picking up the phone and calling a help desk and say, okay, something is going on here. Can you help me fix it? Or I have something on my desktop or my laptop that shouldn't be there. Now organizations are actually looking to deploy solutions that are more proactive, kind of smart tools, if you will, that they will see this problem coming down the network before it disrupts business services.
Okay, and of course the topic of this discussion is proactive WAN management, and you yourself mentioned those the importance of having those tools. Are the tools that are available right now adequate, or do we have some work to do in terms of developing new tools?
Really, the answer is yes and no. Tools that are out there are definitely adequate because you can go out and buy security tools that can help you ensure the level of security that you need, and then you can go and buy WAN optimizations or application delivery solutions, and that will help you with the performance. The challenge is how these tools work together. And there are some capabilities that actually organizations that are doing well are deploying that can help them with both, because underlying technology can help, especially on the visibility and acceleration side, can help organizations achieve both goals. Tools such as helping organizations to ensure that usage policies are enforced both on the performance and security side really have the same underlying technology. Also, capabilities for recording and replaying network traffic can help organizations achieve both goals, understand what security threats are new and they don't have in their current policies, and also what are the problems on the performance side. And also on a WAN optimization and acceleration side, there are capabilities for SSL acceleration and also for decrypting and then re-crypting back SSL traffic. That can help with both goals.
Now, a lot of these tools that are available are very reactive, and a lot of companies may only get reports churned out maybe every other week or every month to look at what's happening on the WAN. And obviously, you want to go to a more proactive environment. But problems there when you deal with security driving this to the extent where it's necessary to keep an eye on what's happening in the WAN every single moment and have perhaps a dashboard watching everything, or maybe even develop tools that will come in and automatically do things without you having to be there?
Right. Part of the challenge is that actually end user experience and performance side is currently driving the need for buying new solutions for a couple of reasons. For one key reason is that it's much easier to calculate ROI of deploying something that will help you accelerate your network traffic, reduce the cost of bandwidth, make sure that your applications are fast and readily available, and that there's really no downtime in terms of supporting services that are business critical. On the security side, that's much more difficult to do, because just the basic fact there are no security threats, and you did a good job a year long of preventing any problems on the security side. It's really difficult to measure ROI of that. So really, the market demand comes from acceleration, performance management side, and that's where some organizations get in trouble, because they start with these solutions and they don't think about security aspect until they run into a problem.
In terms of balancing, finding that balance between WAN performance and security, as I understand it, if you have too much security and you start encrypting everything, then you run into problems with prioritization and making things happen faster according to different priorities. What's your take on that? Is it possible to have too much security installed?
It is, but it really starts with visibility into what is currently going on and what the historic data is saying, and then really come up with a strategy. Okay, this is how we are going to ensure that applications are both secure and delivered in the right way. And if you don't know what's causing the problem, if you don't know about threats that you should be aware of, it's very difficult to come up with educated decision about tools that you need to have in place to make sure that everything works fine.
One of the biggest trends right now is toward centralization, eliminating branch office duplication of systems and bringing everything home, so to speak. What are the benefits of having a similar or at least a unified platform for managing performance and security of data delivered over the WAN?
There are a couple of business benefits. One is definitely total cost of ownership, because if you can do that through a single platform and ensure that there's optimal level of security and applications are being delivered in a seamless way, then it's much easier to manage one solution as opposed to two or three or four different tool sets. One thing that the challenge with that is that a lot of branch offices these days, just because organizations are actually looking to be more closer physically to their customers, have 10, 15, maybe 20 employees. And in some cases, very difficult to have a technology solution for both performance and security in the branch office and cost justify that you have a dedicated staff to manage that piece of hardware. So that's definitely one thing. And also on the business side is how you actually measure the business impact of that. If something goes wrong, do you really know how much money you're losing because of that, or what are the cost savings that you're missing on if you are not doing things right? So definitely the centralization of data and making sure that all these services that actually support remotely have some business benefits associated with it. Just on the management side, you want to make sure that these things are done right and that also that solutions that you have actually work very well together.
Okay, boy, and one final question. You've talked to more than 2,000 IT and business professionals, and I'm not going to ask you at this point to put names to faces, but are you finding that there are significant differences across different industries in terms of the actions that organizations take to ensure the seamless delivery of corporate data and to implement good enough security?
Right. I mean, I think one trend that's really interesting is getting more traction from folks on the business side, line of business owners, business managers, to look into these issues, because 3, 4, 5 years ago, audience for research companies in this area were really IT managers, network managers, network architects. Now we're seeing more and more traction of folks whose responsibilities are really not IT-centric, that are looking into what they can get for their business in terms of customer satisfaction, employee productivity, revenue growth, from doing things right on the technology side. And there are a couple of things that come to mind in terms of differences between industries. One is the retail industry is interesting because, and I mentioned this earlier, these applications are becoming more of a source of competitive advantage for them, that to be able to deliver services in the store that will help them grow revenue. At the same time, it's very difficult for them, and especially some of them, they have 5, 6, 7 employees per store, to actually have a piece of hardware there and have someone to manage it. And traditionally, this is an industry that's, in terms of network infrastructure, it's not very advanced. I mean, a lot of organizations in this sector are still using dial-up as a way to deliver these services. So for them, it comes down to, okay, can we understand how we can deliver these services to our customers, to our employees, without actually having to spend a ton of money per store? Also, I think educational sector is very interesting because in a lot of cases, IT teams for large colleges and universities have very few people, and they're tasked with delivering both services on educational academic side in terms of portals for students, new applications, but also they're delivering services for their residents, just the basic internet connectivity, and they use the same network for that. So in some cases, they need to understand how they can block on academic side, things that are really not critical for what they're doing. Peer-to-peer sharing, things like some of the collaboration tools, but also they should allow these tools on resident side. So really, how you actually have tools set in place that can help you manage your network and deal with these challenges.
Yeah, we certainly live in interesting times because of the economy, because of the changes in technology, and obviously because of the changes in how users approach that technology and use that technology every day. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today. Boyan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hopefully, thanks to your insights, we now know a lot more about proactive WAN planning and developing a more strategic WAN approach.